Okay, so now we're going to talk about Darshana Miskaven, like as a continuation through as our through our plug through Malachas Machshava Sugyas, right? We started with Misasek, where you do, you know, you do, right? But sort of, you know, while you're busy doing something else and you're not really aware of it, right? What if you had the following, where instead of doing something b'toras misasek, where you're really trying to do A, and then sort of, you know, as an accident, B happens, and you're not really aware of it. What if you are aware of it, right? And it's not something that's sort of you accidentally do maisa B, right? You're trying to do maisa A, or you do pu'ula maisa A, which comes with a certain pu'ula, and is part of that pu'ula, you end up also doing the maisa. Let's say you actually, you know, you're doing maisa A, and you're aware that there's also a side effect, which a potential side effect of maisa B, right? So just to already, you know, sort of break things up in our in the action cycle, right? Darshana Miskaven is in like a sort of like weird position. Why? Because on the one hand, it's better, right? Because you don't know that whatever action you don't want to happen will happen, right? Because Darshana Miskaven, you don't know.
How do we know that like, wouldn't it make more sense that it is intentional, that it's going to happen anyways?
Well, in Darshana Miskaven, you don't know if it's going to happen, right? You're dragging the bench, but you don't know if it'll dig a furrow, right?
I see.
So you don't, on the one hand, but on the other hand, you're very much aware, you're right, meaning you're aware, right, that dragging the bench could very well create a furrow, right? So it's not sort of like, oh, you do the, you know, action A, and while you're busy doing that, you know, you accidentally squish a bug under your foot, right? Here, you're like, you know, you're taking the bench, you're doing the same action, let's say, you're doing the action of the furrowing as well. You just don't know whether or not it will actually furrow. So on the one hand, your relationship is not only on the pu'ula, right, but also on the ma'isa. You're aware that you might be doing this ma'isa. On the other hand, it's not definite that you're going to be doing it. Okay, so it's on the one hand like a little bit better than misasik in that sense, right? There's more awareness of the ma'isa. It's something that even in your intent to act, right? Remember we had intent to act all the way, you know, on the cognitive, on the actually like, you know, conscious level. Before we got to like let's say the action psych set that you're going to do in order to bring about the you know whatever it is that you want. So even in your intent to act, your intent is to do whatever action it is that could possibly cause this Darshana Miskaven result malacha, but you don't actually mean to do it, right? That's not what you want to do, and you don't know that it'll happen, right? So. Right. So, but you know, so the one hand is better because it might not happen. On the other hand, you're very much aware of it, unlike misasek. Right. Okay. So that's like a sort of, you know, question number one. Right. What's its relationship to misasek? Okay. And then in the you know in the Gemara. Yeah. Here. Right. So the Gemara brings a few cases where we say. And there's this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Right? Rabbi Shimon holds, Gorer Ada Mita Kise Vesafso, Ubavashal Ischavin Lasas Charetz, while Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Davarshin Miskavin is Aser. Right? So if Davarshin Miskavin Aser, which is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon says, Davarshin Miskavin is Mutter Lechatchila. Okay. It's like a, just an interesting point. That there's like a question about whether or not it's better for Darshan Miskaven in a case where it's heavy. Let's say it's heavy. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Right? So there's like a machlokas, whether or not it's like, oh, they're only matir Darshan Miskaven in cases where like you couldn't move the bench otherwise. Because right, otherwise, why are you doing it? Just like pick up the bench and don't get into kshilas, right? So one day I says, Ulus Mata says that, one second. Yeah. Ula, I think, says that it's, but like by light benches is the machlokas, but by a heavy bench, everyone agrees that it's mutter, because like what are you supposed to do? So of course Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's mutter, right? While Rabbi Yosef says, is also Rabbi Yirmiya? No, I guess just Rabbi Yosef.
Okay.
Why is that important? Because according to that machlokas, right, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold?
Sorry, I lost you for a second. Your voice cut out, but
not good. Sorry, so let's just go over one more time, right? There's this machlokas where, you know, the Amoraim sort of argue whether or not in a case of, like, let's say the bench is very heavy, so it would be very, you wouldn't be able to really pick it up and move it without dragging it. So you don't know it's going to make a ditch, but you can't really pick it up. So according to one of the Amoraim, it's Dafka, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Aser. That's where Rabbi Shimon says that it's Mutter, right? Because it's so heavy, you can't pick it up, so we'll let you do it, because even if it causes it, it's only a Darashena Miskavi, right? But if you could just pick it up, we would make you pick it up to avoid the Darashena Miskavi impossibility, right? The other Amora says no. In such a case, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that Davar Shein Miskaven is okay.
Right.
Oh, so why is that so important? Because what that means is, at least according to these Amoraim, right, how big is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? Right? And just sort of as a priority question, you get to this Machlokas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and the first thing you kind of want to know is, okay, first of all, what's our baseline? Right? What would I have assumed if not for Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Right? I know it's machlokas, so I can say, oh, machlokas. Obviously, what would I have assumed if I asked you, Darshin Miskavin, what do you think about it? What's the first thing you would have said?
I would have said either us or mutter in all cases. There should be no reason for a distinction.
Right. Incorrect, though.
Oh.
No, but you're really correct. You would have known already to expect, you know, that in such a question, the answer is always machlokas, you know? It's like, what's the din, you know, Devashen Miskavin, machlokas, you know, what's the din in X, machlokas, you know, it's like a safe bet. Apparently there was someone in YU who used to like give bechinas, and like he used to, instead of like true, false, he used to give questions like, usher, mutter, machlokas. So we joke that in my father's year, you know, the options would have been machlokas, complicated, or complex, you know. Is it just a simple machlokas? It's complicated, or it's not even complicated. It's like complex. Like there's an inherent complexity, which no matter how much you wrote about it, would actually never be truly resolved. It's not just like complicated, but there's like a internal complexity. But you're right. Meaning when it comes to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yeshua, or Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, I would have sort of assumed, okay, Davar Shein Miskaven is mutter or aser, but why is it that suddenly, how extreme is that machlokas, right? That's number one. And number two is, what is our default? Assume it's totally mutter, assume it's totally aser, right? So this Gemara gives us a push in one direction to say that what about Davar Shein Miskaven?
Well, they reject one of them. I can't remember which anymore. But we say that it's only a machlokas. The Gemara ends by saying it's a machlokas only when it's the small.
Right. But if it was a big one, then sounds like even Rabbi Yehuda would be moda. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So, So here's the right. So what's the okay? So where does that push us in terms of our overall question?
Where does that push us
about the baseline? We want to know what the baseline is.
I could see it going either way, really.
I think at least this Gemara. I mean, in general, it's very. I think it could go very much either way. But this particular Gemara.
Oh, in this particular Gemara, it seems like the baseline would be that it's really mutter the whole way through. But Rabbi Yehuda has like stringencies,
right?
I guess
exactly. Right. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Oh, you know, like, and with that, you know, that would pashas be a din daraisa, din darabanan."
I can only logic. It can only make sense logically to me if it were darabanan.
Exactly. Right, because if we're starting, if it's a big chair, if it's, you know, if it's a schlep, if it's not a schlep, usually when it, like, we're worried, you know, it's a daraisa, we don't care whether or not it's a schlep or not a schlep, right? Usually it's like, it's hasar, it's mutter. So here, clearly, we're going in the direction, I think, of saying that Rabbi Yehuda, even when he says, darashin miskavin is asar, he only says that, betoras, minister drabana, right? And then we could talk about, oh, well, let's say it's, like, really heavy, and it would be, like, really annoying and horrible to move it. You know, you'd have to get like the entire neighborhood to come and like help pick it up. So can you, you know, like, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would let you do it in that case sort of thing, right? That only works if Darshan Miskavin is fundamentally mutter, right? And Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's usher, is really saying Midarabanan it's usher. Exactly. That's how I would teach this, this Gemara. Okay. There's like a line here in Rashi. One second. Yeah. So Rashi explains the case about Kilayim over here. And he says, right, that Ubavad Shalo Yischavein Bachama Mishama Bachama. Right, if you're selling Kilayim, and you basically want to show off your wares, so you basically like drape it on you. To show it to, you know, people walking in the shuk as prospective buyers. So the Gemara says, you shouldn't be mischaving to use it as like clothing to protect you from the sun. Reb Shimon hu da'azil basar kavana. Right? So Rashi says, you know, oh, right? That's clearly Rabbi Shimon who says, Raholech basar kavana. So even in a case where you could have avoided it, nonetheless, it's mutter, because Rabbi Shimon says, Raholech basar kavana. Right? So that already sounds something much more fundamental, right? Which could be also what you're saying that, you know, when we were doche, the shita of Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba, maybe we're really saying, oh no, Rabbi Shimon thinks it's all talui in kavana, and maybe Rabbi Yehuda, though, maybe thinks it's not, right? So again, yeah. Now, like our question sort of is, okay, you know, where, darashin miskavin, what's our, you know, our baseline? So if one side, if this sounds like really meeker than it should be pater, right? And it'll be also maybe only Midarabanan, according to Yehuda. However, you know, Rashi's line of like, oh, because Rabbi Shimon thinks that what really matters is the Kavana, definitely sounds a little more fundamental. And in other cases, we have other problems because, because we have like a parallel case. Right, we have a hava mina that even Rabbi Shimon would aser midrabanon in cases where darshin miskavin b'mechavin would have been an iser daraisa. I mean, had you been mechavin, it would have been daraisa. You'd be over an iser daraisa. So Rabbi Shimon maybe is oser midrabanon. Which sounds like if we had such a havamina, it would imply that Rabbi Yehuda Dafka would say that the Isser has been daraisa the whole time, potentially. Okay. Yeah. Number three, this is just like another point that kind of tangles everything, right? There's a bit of a stira in the Mishnayos in Kilayim. And the first Mishnah says, right, is the one that says Davashin Miskavin is mutter because you can hold the Kilayim stuff. Without actually, where as long as you know you're not mechaving to get hana, but a mishnah three mishnahs before it says that if you you wear kilayim on top of other clothes to, you know, bypass the tax man or the modern day equivalent. What's the modern day equivalent?
Of the tax man?
What?
The modern day equivalent of the tax man?
No, wearing clothes to avoid paying for them.
I would say taking a flight.
Yes, very good. Right. Right. You put on like 20 shirts, you know, you're like on the flight, you're overweight, and the person there is like, sorry, buddy, like, you know, you're like 300 ounces overweight. Or, no, that's like a little much. Let's say like you're 300 grams overweight. So you're like, seriously? And they're like, yep, got to get it down 300 grams. You know, you're like, okay, like, fine. I'll put on an extra 2 shirts. Like, I'll put on an extra pair of socks. All right. So let's say one of them's key line. You want to avoid overweight fees. So the Mishnah says that you can't.
Right.
Right? But shouldn't that be the same Davar Sheina Miskaven as the, you know, putting it on so that you could show it off to customers? Right? So that's like this is like a general a problem. That's like, so one answer is this, oh, you know, it's a Inachanami, it's a Stira. And the Baratanura just says, yeah, it's like 2 different Tanaim, right? Linira ligno vesamechas lefi she'in adam nosin mechas b'mgadim shu lo veish. V'stam mishna zu svara davar she'in miskaven aser. U'palga idach stam ad etanan mochir k'sus mochir k'darkan. In a chanami, it's just like, machlok, you know, the two mishnayos are according to Rabbi Huda, one's according to Rabbi Shimon. But we'll get back to that, because I think that's actually a very important issue. Okay. So that's our question, right? Is, you know, how big is the split between davar she'in miskaven on the two pages, right? Okay. Now here's the other thing we want to know. So we have some indications that it should not be such a big difference between them. And we have some indications that you know, that the opposite, right? That really Rabbi Shimon is like, you know, is the one who's mechadash. In other cases, we have it clear that it sounds like you know, Rabbi Huda is the one who's saying that there's an isser and it's only the rabbanan. Okay. What other question do we need to ask? So first, let's just make some postulate. Let's just postulate stuff, right? We say that we have davar she'in miskaven, right? Should it be pater or mutter? Not even pater, mutter.
Oh, I can't see that at all.
Oh, okay. It's a different color. Better?
Yeah, much better.
Oh, okay. Is it mutter or is it aser, right? So why would we go in either of these two directions?
Oh, okay. It's possible that it's mutter because Melacha Machshevet is about intentionally doing a melacha. There's no intentionally doing a melacha here.
Okay, right. So, okay, one is Melacha Machshevet. Very good. Right, Melacha Machshevet is also Torah. Okay, what's the problem with that answer, or the limitation? I wouldn't say it's a problem, it's a limitation.
The limitation could be that there is a little bit of intentionality. You know that it might happen, and you're still going ahead with it.
Okay, good. I was actually talking about a much more technical problem, but you're right. Oh. Right? Meaning, I could say, oh, melachas machshavas, as long as you're not mechaving to it, you know, it's not really our problem. There's one very big technical limitation to that. Kilayim. Melachas machshavas is a din in Shabbos, right? Right, so the problem there is just that, you know, kilayim, right, is not melachas machshavas. So it kind of leaves us in trouble for a while.
What other reason could we say is mutter? Sorry, you kind of sound like you're underwater.
No.
Why is it? I think it's normal now.
Okay, better now?
Yeah, much better. Good.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. I have to figure this out. Okay, right. What's another way of saying that it's mutter?
That you're not planning on benefiting from it. There's okay. no.
I hear that, right? Meaning you're not planning on benefiting from it. So in a certain sense, it's just like the Taurus, just like sharpen that a little bit. Why would that be okay?
That was me. This is me going in the opposite direction, trying to totally fit the key lime case in. Like I see it as you're not, you don't want, in with key lime and with the malacha, you're not doing it for the benefit. So if the whole Isser is about getting benefit, then you're not really doing an Isser.
Okay. All right. So that's like, you're saying like it's not Bechalal the Isser. Basically, it's like in a lot of, you know, half the time or in all the time. So on Shabbos, Melechus Machshavas is our Torah, right? So if it's not Melechus Machshavas, then you're not doing the Isser. Same thing in a lot of other cases where if you're not planning on doing it, then you're simply not meeting the minimum requirements of whatever the Isser is. So in Kilayim, if you're not getting Hana, then you're not doing Kilayim. Okay, very good. The only question is there would be, right, you'd have to say that there's a Stira in the Mishnayos and Kilayim, right, where the running away from the tax man, right, is still, okay, you're not getting Hana, but nonetheless, right, we're going to conclude that, but very good, right, this is another good option. You could say something more, let's say, like, more klali, something a little more universal. What would Dabar Shein Miskaven always be true? So this is like, these are like internal considerations. Why else? Like, what's like a good?
The last one I could come up with, and it might be the same as Melech HaMachshavah, is it's about Kavana. You don't have any Kavana for the Isser.
Yeah, you don't have Kavana for the Isser. When else did we say that? When else did that come up?
That was with Mitasik. We said not with Shogeg. Sorry, we said that.
Right. We said by Mitasik. We said, oh, you know, maybe if you're not Machave into the Isser. Right? You know, our strength is greeting also. Right? Did you say, right? Ein Isser Bili Kavana. Or you could say, right? Lo Asur. The Torah doesn't say, make sure that this doesn't happen. Do you see that, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, it's the worst one of all, but yeah.
Green. Oh, okay. If there's no Kavana, then there's no Isser, right? God didn't say that it's Isser in this case. God said, don't do these malachos. Don't be machavin. Okay? Amazing classical example to this is the question of Safek, right? There's a famous discussion. Is Safek Doraisa Asur Midoraisa or Midrabanan? Right? So there's this Grishmak Rambam who says a Safek Doraisa is actually only an Isser Derabanan. Midoraisa, God said, don't eat Chelev, right? If you don't know if it's Chelev, so you're not violating God's command. God said, if you know something's Chelev, don't eat it. I don't know that this is Chelev, so I'm allowed to eat it, right? God said, don't, if you know it's Chelev, don't eat it. Okay, in case where I don't know if it's Chelev, okay. Same thing here, right? If I don't know that's going to happen, and I'm not trying to do it, so just like Mitzasek, we'll say, I didn't mean to do it, I'm not trying to do it, I didn't know that I was doing it, there's no Kavana, there's no Isser, right? So, if there's no crime, you can't impeach, sort of thing, you know, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. You know, go through all like case history of the famous one-liners, right? If there's no kavana, you know, I don't know. I can't think of anything that rhymes with kavana that like would finish that sentence.
That would take a lot of thought to come up with that kind of a.
If kavana, there's no avera. I don't know, right?
Yeah. You'll work on it.
We're saying okay, you did the maisa, right? But this maisa isn't a maisa isher,
right?
Because even though you did the Maisa, if there's no Kavana in the Maisa, then you're fine, right? Okay. How else could you possibly be Matir?
Oh, those were the three that I could come up with.
Okay, that's good. These are the very... There's one more thing that you could argue, also similar to Misase, right? This goes like, this is universal, right? And it's like sort of parallel... It parallels Mizasek. So similar to Mizasek, you could maybe argue, although this is a little more difficult here, that it's as if you didn't do the Maisa, right?
What do you mean?
Meaning I could argue that just like... If you didn't do the Maisa,
then it's as if you didn't do the Maisa at all. But you bear no responsibility for Maisa. If you don't feel that the Maisa might happen, then you can't do it, then perhaps you just don't bear responsibility for the Maisa.
It's as if it happened by itself. Just like the Asun Daraisa says about Misasik. Shlomo Kluge says it's about Misasik. Oh, it's not that you're not responsible if you don't have Kavana. It's that you didn't do the Maisa. Right, you did the pa'ula, but you didn't do the ma'isa. So there's no ma'isa avera at all. You didn't do it. There's no ma'isa avera, right? Or you could say that the ma'isa avera happened, but you didn't do it. It's a little bit different, right? One saying there's no ma'isa avera, the other one saying that there's ma'isa avera, but you didn't do it. So
it's not here. What's the mechanism for that happening?
What?
I don't understand the mechanism for that to be true. Meaning, I can, from in my head, I can only make that make sense by saying it's because of Kavana.
Okay,
which sounds too much like number three.
If you do something, right? If you do action in A, and it's possible, right, that action B will result. You're moving the table, right? And while you're moving the table, it's possible it'll scratch the floor, right? Are you scratching the floor?
No.
While you move the table, right? There's no, you never did a Maisa of scratching the floor, right? You could say that, like, I don't know, in Dine Mamanis, we would be Machayev you, because in Dine Mamanis, we don't really care, you know, whether or not you did the Maisa or you're simply responsible, right? But in here, the question is not whether or not, right, the floor got scratched. We're not whether or not you were involved in scratching of the floor. The question is, did you go and scratch the floor? Did you do a Maisa scratching the floor? And the answer is no Maisa of the, right? It's much like a classic politician, like a, you know, like corporate line. Mistakes were made. You know, floors were scratched. Can you hear me, by the way? Or just jump cut out again? This guy lagged?
The video is sketchy, but I can still hear you.
Okay. So essentially, right, the vort is, you know, mistakes were made. So the same idea. Oh, okay. You know, floors were scratched. No one did anything wrong. No one did anything at all. Right? So here, I'd say, you know, if there's no iser, right, if there's no iser, if there's no kavana, I'd say no kavana. Or I could say no maisa. Or I could say that it's not that he did the Maisa, but there was no Kavana, or that there was no Maisa at all. But in the middle, I could say there was a Maisa, right? But he just is not responsible for it. It's as if the Maisa happened by itself, right? I can say the floor got scratched. I can say the floor was scratched by someone, was scratched. But I'm not going to say, right, the floor, it got scratched. I'm not saying how, you know, no one did it. I could say someone scratched the floor, or, you know, but I'm not, no one's responsible. Mistakes were made. Or I could say that, you know, we scratched the floor, but we didn't mean to. And that's good enough, right? Just like by suffix, we say, oh, if there's no kavana, then really there's no iser. The iser is to do it, but is to do it the kavana by a mice, right? Or I could say, you know, in the, here's this, you know, here's the person, here's the Maisa. I could also say no zero. right? I could say that he didn't do it. It's as if it never happened. I could say he did it, but it's as if it happened all by itself. Or I can say he did it, and he did the ma'isa, but there's no problem with doing the ma'isa as long as you were, if you were machaving to do it, right? Because the Torah only was oser doing the ma'isa the kavana, just like the Rambam says, safek daraisa is really mikara din mutter, midaraisa, because God said, if you know it's chilev, don't eat it. If I don't know it's chilev, God never told me not to eat it, right? God said, don't intentionally go and dig it on Shabbos. Don't intentionally go and eat kilo, and wear kilayim. It was eno miskaven, so God never asked for it. Why would you say it's aser?
I guess I thought about the aser thing less. I would have just gone with the negative of all of these things.
Right, which is, and what's like the most, the obvious negative?
Oh, the most obvious is kavana doesn't matter.
Right, like, you do ma'isa, right?
Yeah.
Right, which is also, by the way, have you know, a lot of shitos who argue with the, or like the Ramban, famously argues on the Ramban. He says, no, of course safek daraisa is aser. God said, don't eat chilev. Here you have a safek, whether or not you're eating chilev, but if you end up eating chilev, right, God said, don't eat chilev, and you just ate chilev. So at the end of the day, right, you did the ma'isa, right? Aser, because, you know, asa maisa iser, right? Or, and I could say, what do you mean? You have a responsibility to not do isurim, right? You have to make sure not to end up causing these isurim. So at the end of the day, I gotta, you know, I gotta say that you did something, you did it wrong. You did the maisa iser, so you're responsible for that. You know that it could have happened. You have to take precautions, just like we would say that if, you know, you damage someone, or if you're negligent and you don't take precautions, which you know, when you know that something could have happened, so you're responsible and you bear responsibility for that. Okay, right now, right. So the question is, which of these two sides is really more compelling, right? On the one hand, I could say, of course, if you do the Maisa Isser, then you're, you did the ma'isa iser. Of course, that's inappropriate and aser, right? Like Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe I would say that not only does Rabbi Yehuda say it's aser, he thinks that you're chayiv a korban, right? Maybe you're really chayiv. And when would I say? And but Rabbi Shimon argues maybe I could sort of pigeonhole Rabbi Shimon into melachas machshaves, right? And kilayim, right? And maybe I could say, okay, Rabbi Shimon thinks so, but we're only going to paskin like him by Malachas Machshaves, right? And indeed, there is a, you know, such an approach. Right? If you go to the right, the Gemara in Shabbos, so he says we paskin like Rabbi Shimon by Grera, meaning by Davar Shein Miskaven, right? The She'ilto says, "Af al gav delo mechaven k'Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Davar Shein Miskaven Aser, u'b'Shabbes hu disvir lan k'Rabbi Shimon, aval bechol haTorah kula k'Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Davar Shein Miskaven Aser." Right. So the She'ilto says, actually, it's like a very fundamental machlokes. Right. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argue. Let's see, at least I'm going to give a little parshanut, but I think this is what the Shiltos is going for, is Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda argue about the nature and the role of kavana in mitzvos. How much is the nature of the Ma'aseh Isser defined by kavana? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the kavana is a fundamental part of the mitzvah, right? Davar Shein Miskaven according to Rabbi Shimon, the kavana is a fundamental part of the iser, and therefore Davar Shein Miskaven just simply is an aser, right? According, right, those the Lashon of Rashi, Rabbi Shimon Huda azil basar kavana. However, Rabbi Huda says no, right? That's not really what matters. What really matters is not the kavana, but the ma'isa, right? Are we holy basar the kavana? Are we holy basar the ma'isa? The ma'isa you did. The kavana is lacking. So when do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? When do you pass like Rabbi Shimon? So you could say, oh, we're always going to have to pass in across the board like one of them, right? Let's say Safi Daraisa is Daraisa. Safi Daraisa is only Midrabanan. Or you could say that it actually depends, right? When it comes to Shabbos, says the Shiltos, Melechus Machsheves Asra Torah. So we pass in like Rabbi Shimon that Melechus Machsheves, that the Kavanah is a fundamental part of the Isra of Shabbos. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, no, only a Davar Shein Miskavein is, sorry, but the rest of the Torah, we say, like Rabbi Yehuda, that if you do the Maisa Aveira, I don't care whether or not you're Mechavein, right? The same thing, but in opposite when it comes to the question of mitzvos. If you do the Maisa Mitzvah without Kavana, are you Yotze or not? Do we care that you did the Maisa Mitzvah? Or to say, well, if you do the Maisa Mitzvah without Kavana, it's as if you didn't do the Mitzvah at all, right? Mitzvah Tzichos Kavana or not? So the Shilta says that actually, you know, on Shabbos, we care about the Machshava. The rest of the Torah, we care about the Maisa, right? And therefore, by Kilayim, Davar Shein Miskaven is Aser. By Shabbos, Davar Shein Miskaven is Mutter. Okay. In Nir Lari, says the Tosfos. Tosfos quotes the Shiltos and says, I don't think so. Chola Torah Kula Kaimel and Kerabi Shimon Deshari. Right? Okay. Ah, what about, you know, the case of, what's the particular case? And he says, oh, and there are a bunch of cases, right, where Rabbi Shimon thinks Psikresha is going to be, where it's Aser, but that's only because of Psikresha, right? So in Achanami, we pass on Rabbi Shimon, but there are cases which, you know, we'd Aser. The Ran gives a fascinating chiluk. He says, when it comes to an Isra Lav, if it's only Aser B'Lav, then we hold like Rabbi Shimon. But Iser Misa Lohuta Davar Shein Miskaven. We only are Matir Davar Shein Miskaven by an Iser Lav, not by something that's Iser Misa, right? And what about Shabbos? So Shabbos is an Iser Skila. You know, Mishum D'Malachas Machsheves Aser Torah. Shabbos is different. So the Ran basically gives a different Hakira. He says, oh, when it comes to an Iser Lav, we hold like Rabbi Shimon that it's Mutter. And Isra Misa will hold that it's awesome. So, like, what do you, what do you think about that? I thought it was just like fascinating. I haven't totally thought out what that should mean.
I'm with you in not having totally thought it out. I couldn't really come up with an easy solution in the minute that I gave it. I don't know why there would be a distinction.
Right. I mean, I'd love to give like a sort of like, oh, you know, every Isra Lav is fundamentally like, you know, Isser Gavra, you know, and Isser Misa is like an Isser Hefza, and therefore, like, the Maisa is also by the Isser Misa, but not by the Sulaba. I just don't think that's true at all.
It just feels simplistic to say that.
Yeah, it's also, I don't see, there's no, like, no evidence for that whatsoever. You could argue, I think you could argue some, like, you know, less ridiculous sense that that by Chiyuv Misa, right, clearly there's a very significant Chumras Havera. And we take the fact of the, you know, of the Maisa and of the Mitzios very seriously, right? By a lav, we told you not to do it. By an Isra Misa, we think that there are like serious repercussions of your action. So much so that, you know, we need to either prevent it with a Chiyuv Misa or we need to be fix it by with a Chiyuv Misa, right? So potentially, the idea is like, oh, when it comes to a Chiyuv Misa, clearly there's something here that's like so problematic that even, you know, even without Kavana, we can't have it happen. I don't know, that's like Ratzicha by Davar Shein Miskaven. And that's like absurd, right? Because, you know, you're...
It's a big thing for him to say. I feel like he might have been good to put in a little bit, like he could have put in a little bit more.
He could have given us a little more to go on, yes. But I think it could be something like that, like, you know, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, B'Davar Shein Miskaven, is not, you know, that's like just not acceptable, right? We consider those actions to be so problematic that we can't abide by them occurring even, you know, as an afterthought, even as a side effect. As opposed to an Isra Lav, let's say like eating, you know, eating chilev or eating, you know, I don't know, eating pig or eating a bug. That's not necessarily such a good example because, Shekinah might be an issue, but, you know, I don't know, say wearing shatnez, So we don't want you to wear shatnez, but the reason not to wear shatnez is because, you know, God said don't wear shatnez. So if it's Devar Sheinu Misgavein, then you weren't over on the lav. So, you know, there's no physical repercussions. There's no repercussions that we need to deal with, right? Other than the being over on the lav and you weren't over on the lav. Could be. Anyway, I thought it was just like a very interesting tfisa. What that definitely does do for us is that the Ran is clearly note towards the idea that, you know, Rabbi Yehuda is correct, that fundamentally, Devar Sheinu Misgavein should not be permitted, right? We should not be tolerating a Devar Sheinu Misgavein, because at the end of the day, there's an Isser. Oh, maybe, you know, so an Isser Lav will allow it, but an Isser Misa, of course, we're going to pass like Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Shimon. So that's like that just definitely shifts the balance away from the explanations we gave over here to say that, you know, we should give more weight to, you know, the fact that there is, at the end of the day, a Maisa Yisr. Okay. So Tosvos also is Mechalik within Rabbi Yehuda between Shabbos and other places. Tosvos thinks that even Rabbi Yehuda's mode that by Shabbos, Devar Sheinu Misgavein is only going to be Derabanan, but by Kol HaTorah Kula, it's going to be Doraisa and Asur Min HaTorah. But Derabanan, it's, oh, you know, it's Asur on Shabbos, basically Gzeira Atu Kol HaTorah Kula. But Kol HaTorah Kula, you'd actually be over on the Lav, Legamri, if you did it by Devar Sheinu Misgavein. Okay? So that's much more extreme than saying, oh, Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's just like a Gzeira Derabanan. So, you know, he's saying clearly, no, there's like fundamentally, it's Asur Min HaTorah Kula, Kol HaTorah Kula, right? Which again puts us to say on the side of saying, oh, well, you know, Rabbi Yehuda says there's a real Ma'isa Aveira, and that's a real problem, and that's going to be Asur Min HaTorah, just like if you think, you know, something Daraisa, if you did it, and it turned out you're over there, sir, and you're Chayva Nasha, Chayva Chatas. Okay. However, Rashi thinks, Devar Sheinu Misgavein Rabbi Yehuda Min Rabbananu. Right? Uvini Makizin Lo Gozer, and there's some cases where they're not Gozer. So Rashi says that that no, right? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only Min Rabbanan. Okay, and this is the Ramban basically says, I don't get it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, shouldn't you be Chayav Chatas? Now, well, that's very interesting because saying that Rabbi Yehuda thinks that Devar Sheinu Misgavein is usher is one thing. To say that it's usher and you're even chayav chatas is like a very big, that's saying not only did you do the isser, it's like you did it, you really did the isser, right? Because I could have said, oh, you have this like responsibility not to be over on the ma'isa isser, even if you're not going to be chayav chatas, right? Sort of like Rabbi Kiva Eger says about misasik, oh, you're over on the isser, but you're not chayav chatas because you did be misasik. And Torah is only mechayev kapara for if you did it be a dia. But if you did it be misasik, so you're putter from korban, but of course you did the iser. So the Ramban says, no, according to Yehuda, you should be chayav chatas. Right? So according to Yehuda, so then the onus is on Rabbi Shimon to explain, like, oh, you know, how did you get from chayav chatas to putter umutter? Right? Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayav chatas, and Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to do it lechatchila, right? So they're just totally opposite, you know, extremes there. Okay, and just one last shita, just sort of, you know, to show just how broad the range is on these options, is the shita in Kobetzas Kotzadeya that says that Rabbi Yehuda thinks that thinks like in between that it's not Darabanan, it is Daraisa, but it's not Mechayev Chatas, right? It's Asur Min HaTorah, but not Mechayev Chatas. So it's like quasi-Asur. It's like, you're not allowed to do it, but you didn't really do the Isser. Like, you did the Maisa Isser, but like, you didn't do it, you know, you did it Devar Sheinu Misgavein, so you're not really Chayev Kapara. You didn't really do the Isser, but you kind of did, so it's like somewhere in between, right? So how can you really, so as we said, we have like a good, we really could explain, you know, why we have such extreme mikatzea applications, right? On the one hand, you can look at Devar Sheinu Misgavein and say, really, it should be Aser. You're doing the Ma'isa Aser. By Shabbos, Melechas Machshavas Aser Torah, right? And we've seen that in the Shiltos. We saw that in the Ran. On the other hand, you could say, you know, there's the Ma'isa Aser, But maybe you're not going to be chayiv, and that's potentially what, you know, Rabbi Yehuda is saying according to the Shittim Kvetzes. It's actually really only Asur Midrabanan because you weren't mechavein. Okay, question: why is kavana so important? Again, that can bring us towards the misasik side of things. All right, and even Rabbi Yehuda's mode that you need kavana in order to be chayiv, but he thinks it's Asur Midrabanan, right? Or no, like he says, you did the ma'isa veira. So you're chayav achatas, you're really over the Isser. And the only question, you know, it's like, why is Reb Shimon being potent? So how does the Darshan of Miskavim work? So just to go through a few sheets in the Achronim, it's just nice because I think it really aligns with the sheetos that the ideas that you put forward. Okay, so the Pnei Yoshua, one important Nikuda. What's the Ikar situation, right? What's the Ikar point that we're really looking for? Are we trying to, you know, just say that he didn't do the Maisa Isser? Or are we trying to say that it's like there's no Kavana? And that's what's okay. Since there's no Kavana, it's Pacha Lagam. Right? The more that we're willing to say that we changed the Maisa Isser, the easier it is to say that it's like totally fine because there's no Maisa Isser, right? If you say you didn't do the Maisa Isser, so there's no Maisa Isser. The more we're saying that there was a Maisa Isser, right? And that will pull us into this side of the board to say that it's Mutter, right? And even Rabbi Yehuda only says it's Darabanan because you didn't do the Maisa Isser, right? On the other end, the more we say that, No. I mean, obviously the Maisa Isser happened. The only question is whether or not we could take away your machshava and say that it's Bili Kavana and Bili Kavana is okay, right? So then the more it makes sense to say that Rabbi Yehuda says you'd really be Chayav Achatas, and even Rabbi Shimon, you know, maybe we'll only paskin like him in Shabbos, right? Okay. The other thing that it might matter for is how similar is this to Misasik? Right? Are we going to say that, you know, Dabrashin Miskavin is really just another form of Misasik? Is it similar to Misasik, right? Or not? Now, obviously, again, by Misasik, we had people who said that it takes away, that Misasik gets rid of Kavana. We had people who said that Misasik gets rid of the Maisa, right? So, but whichever way you go, if you align Dabrashin Miskavin with Misasik, Is it really just like another way of saying Misasik? Is it essentially the same concept or not? Okay, so the Pnei Yoshua, in explaining Devarshin Miskavin, so he says that by Devarshin Miskavin, Eino Aser, Ela, Im Nosin Hatzonim Viniskavin Bishvil Sheyachamu, in this case of, you have this like big metal pot, you pour cold water in it so that to cool everything off. So the big, but in, as like a byproduct, it tempers the steel potentially, right? So he said, but as long as you're not mechavein to temper the steel, that's okay. Why? Ube'emes pshitale l'talmuda tibekahai gavna afilu Reb Shimon mode da'aser. In a case where it clearly would boil the water if you added them together. I really shouldn't skip so much in the middle here, but right, you have the Gemara says, if you pour cold water, a lot of cold water into this kumkum, then that's fine, as long as you're not machaving to temper the steel, because you're pouring in so much cold water that they obviously won't ever hit Yad Tzur Ladisbo, and the hot water that's still in there are just going to cool down, are just going to, you know, limit the freezing cold temperature of the cold water you're putting in. If you put in a little bit, then that little bit of water might get boiled with the rest of the stuff in it. Okay? So, what?
Well, that's good.
Okay. So says the Pnei Yoshua, I don't understand. If you're not doing it but kavana to boil the hot water, the bit of water that you put in, why do you have to be so careful that you put in a lot, right? It should be a Devar Shein Miskavein, even if it did get boiled, it would be Devar Shein Miskavein, because you're just trying to cool it all down. So he says, Delo shari Reb Shimon b'davar she'inu miskavin, ela b'shenikar mitoch ma'isav she'inu miskavin la'oso inyan, she'nase be'iser, ma'ase inkin hecha she'in machshavto nikeres mitoch ma'isav. So he says what? What's a part and parcel of davar she'inu miskavin is that it's clear from what you're doing that you intend to do A and you do not intend to do B. Right? Okay. Why do we need it to be clear within your action? So he says, oh, because we have a general rule, dvarim shabalev inam dvarim. Right? Why is that? You know, why is that great? So he's saying basically is like this. You need a billboard, you need like a sticker, you know, on your action that says this action is the action A, it is not the action B. If I were to pour water into a kumkum, trying to cool it off, right, but not planning on boiling it, if it got boiled, that wouldn't be a davar she'inu miskavin and mutter according to Reb Shimon. That would just be a safek iser. Why? What action am I doing? Says the Pnei Yehoshua.
It looks like you're doing the malacha.
Exactly. I'm putting water in a kumkum. That's the action of heating water, right? There's nothing inherent in my action, says the Pnei Yehoshua, that shows that it's not intended to heat up the water, but rather to cool it down, unless I put in a lot of water. If I put in a ton of cold water, then it's clear that I'm cooling it down. Then even if some malacha happens, it's clear that all I was trying to do, right, is cool it down. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, it's not all about, oh, we can form, you know, what's the difference between davar she'inu miskavin and misasek? When it comes to davar she'inu misasek, we're saying formally, because you were misasek b'davar, you're pater because you didn't intend to do it, right? And a malach she'inu chigufa is you're trying to do it for a different toelas. Here, there's two different actions, and you're only doing one of them, right? You're very clearly doing an action which is defined as cooling something off. The fact that the different result might happen, right, is clearly not my action. So I'm never doing the Maisa Isser. And it's clear that I'm not doing the Maisa Isser, right? So according to the Pnei Yehoshua, every action, every constructive action, right, has like a clear definition to it. Or it could have a clear definition to it, right? If you're a human and you're doing an action for a clear purpose, and it's clear what that action is intended to do, right, it's considered, right, there is a pu'ula, there's motion, which you could define in different ways, or you could say contributed to different things, but the action that you're performing, right, is only the action of cooling down this water, right? Any tempering of the steel is clearly not the action that you're doing. You could say I caused it, you could say that I did it, right? But you can't say that I performed the action of tempering, right? Right? He's saying it's nikar mitoch ma'isav. It's clear, inherent in what you're doing, that you're not planning, that you're doing A and you're not doing B. So essentially he's saying, it's not only that, oh, your intent changes the nature of the action, right? He's also saying that the very action, the features of the action that you do have to be clear that they're, that it's for davar hamiska, the davar A and not the davar she'inu miskavin. Right, so there are objective physical features of this action which show that you're doing action A, and you're really actually physically clearly not doing action B. Okay, so he puts the distinction there on the level of the actual action that you're performing. Right, physically you're actually performing an action which is clearly only A. Okay, now what's great about that? Is that, so the Pnei Yehoshua says, right, why is it going to be, there is no Maisa, but it's more than that, right? You're actually doing a different Maisa, right? Muchach mitoch Maisa. Right? That it's a different Maisa. Okay? And this is the Pnei Yehoshua. It's not a very good chart. So maybe we'll start again. Or just do a quick chart here. Right, why should it be mutter? So I can tell you, it's mutter because of the davar she'inu miskavin. Right, I could say it's mutter because of the ma'isa.
I could say that you're ma'isa.
It's in myself, so I tell you
that
I was doing a fit in myself,
right?
Right? Muchach mitocha. And that's the Bnei Yehoshua. Right? It's clear from the action that I'm doing that I'm not intending. Oh, you can't see when it's that small. Sorry. Anyway, you know what I said. But, right? It's muchach mitocha your maisa that you're not trying to do that. Okay. On the other hand, the Kovetz Shiurim says that it's exactly like misasik. Right? Davar she'inu miskavein, mutter. Demaisa shenasta below kavana, eina nechsheves al ha'adam, ela ki'ilu nasas me'eleha hi chashuva. Okay? It's not that there's no maisa. Rather, it's as if the maisa is nasis me'eleha and in ba'isar klal. Mishum hachi shari rabbi shimon bedavar she'inu miskavein. V'cheni yishlomer leni misasik. He actually learns misasik as a form of davar she'inu miskavein. Okay, next of kilunasa ma'isa me'eleha, right? There's no tefirah to the person. This is Kovetz Shiurim. Right, so it's happened by itself. Right, no human meant for this to happen. So if the wind does it, it's like a force of nature did it. In a chinami, right, it happened. If a dog did it, if a tree did it, if the wind did it, I would say, oh, it just happened by itself. If a human not acting under human intent and human, volition did it, so it happened naturally, right? You know, the person's weird. It happened naturally.
Like a good way of saying, like a natural event.
And then, I'm just going to run through two more options. Okay, Tosfos says, Tosfos has a point where he says, wait a second, the Gemara tells us that if you crush a chilazon to get the juice out, so kamadis, it's misasik who ate on tiyas and shama because it's bad to kill it because it ruins the color. So therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda would say, even Rabbi Yehuda thinks Malach HaShentich Ligufa is Chayiv, would say you're okay here because it's Misazik who waits on Tilas Nesham. Right? Ibris Psik Resha. Shani Hacha, Dekama Dis Ben Neshama Tfei Nichale. So Tosa says, Misazik who waits on Tilas Neshama. It's not Misazik. Right? Misazik is where you're doing something and then sort of like agavurche, you end up stepping on something, right? The pu'ula that you're doing ends up causing some other din. Here, it's davashin miskavein, right? Because you know that you're doing it, you're just not intending to do it, right? So it says, in a chanami, misasik dahacha hainu davashin miskavein. Yeah, it's davashin miskavein, right? I mean, there are different types of misasik. There's misasik, which is, because you don't realize what you're acting upon. And there's misasik because you don't know that it'll happen. Okay, right? And I think that implies very strongly that they, very, very much on the same wavelength. The Stipler says about misasik, right? That dimems gam misasik chashiv maisa ela shechasar akavana v'hatora lo chayva ravor maisa below kavana v'heicha dinen enechshav hagashas hahana begufo kikavana. Okay, so the Stipler says that the lack of kavana, the kavana Torah was in Oser, right? Just like right, and then he says exactly like Misasik. It's just a question of kavana, right? There's no kavana. The Torah never told you that it's aser. Just exactly parallel to the case of Safek. Kansas, the Shara Yosher of Shemeshkap, says, Lo nikra shem ha-maisa al ha-pu'ula kisha ose beli kavana. He says something different, okay? He says the kavana is really important, but he basically says, you know, why is the kavana important? Because an action is not considered an action, right? It's a pu'ula and only becomes a maisa if it's done with kavana, right? What's the difference between a pu'ula and a maisa? So, like, the Torah asers maisim, not pu'ulos, usually, right? Except sometimes it is. When is it oser pu'ulos, by the way? By chalom v'arayos.
Right.
Right? Because there, be'etzem, we're saying getting the hana is the eser. But normally the problem is to do it in action, right? Do not go and, you know, plow on Shabbos. Do not go and wear a key line. If there's a pu'ula b'li kavana, then it's not a maisa. It doesn't have the shame maisa of wearing key line. There is key line. It is on you. You are not wearing key line because wearing is a maisa, not a pu'ula. Right? Having key line on you is a pu'ula. Wearing it requires kavana, right? Because that's the definition of a maisa. It's a human action as opposed to a pu'ula, a motion. Right? Oh, so therefore, so in the one sense, right, we were saying that the Kovitz Shirin says, oh, if there's no kavana, there's no tziruf. It's as if it happened by itself, right? The Shari Yosher is saying, there's no it to have happened, right? It's not like the field got plowed, but you didn't do it. No plowing took place. There's just a ditch. Right? If a tree falls, you don't say, oh, the field was plowed, but you didn't plow it. No plowing happened. There's just a ditch, right? The tree fell. Okay. So the Shimon Shkap, and it's different than the Pnei Yoshua, because the Pnei Yoshua says qualitatively there's actually something different here, right? Qualitatively from the Pnei Yoshua, you're doing a different action. The Shimon Shkap is saying that without kavana, there's no maisa. You're doing the exact same maisa, right? Kanish was saying, actually, you're doing a different maisa. Qualitatively, there's a difference. The Shari Yosher is saying, if there's no kavana, it's not nechshav a maisa, it's just a pu'ula. No, without kavana, no maisa, just a pu'ula, right? And no maisa iser occurred, right? It's not that it occurred, but it happened by itself. It happened naturally. We're saying there was no maisa. It was just a pu'ula, right? And this is the Share Yosher. Okay. And then one big nafkamina of all this is what about chalom v'arayos, right? So we just saw that the Kovitz Shiurim said, by chalom v'arayos, in a chanami you'd be chayiv by davar shein miskaven. The Rambam makes it very clear that chalom v'arayos are going to be pater by davar shein miskaven, even though they're chayiv by misasik. Right? He says, oh, if it's derech schok and misasik, ho v'nene chayiv. But if it's davar shein miskaven, then it's mutter, right? The Ran, however, says, no, right? If it's davar shein miskaven, then chalom v'arayos would be chayiv, right? Shekeinene. Right? And the reason why in that case of the Ram, in the Gemara, in Psachim, it's a different reason because it's not actually achila, it's hana, and hana is different than achila because, hana is an iser to get hana, and you only consider it getting hana if you intend it. Okay, what's Gishmak, though? Again, right, if you think that we're doing the same thing as Misasek, right? If you think Tavashin Miskavin is the same as Misasek, so then what happens? Tavashin Miskavin is the same as Misasek. So Chalom Varayos creates an Isser by Misasek, and it also creates an Isser by Tavashin Miskavin, right? So if it's because it creates a tziruf to the person, or because it manages to say, like, oh, you know, gufa, if you got hana, the hana, the iser isn't doing the maisa, the iser is getting the hana. So chalon barayos b'davar shein miskaven should also be a problem, right? If, however, you think that misasik is because you just did the pu'ula, right, but you didn't actually do a maisa, maybe davar shein miskaven, right, works differently. Either because there's no kavana, and that's the issue, or because the Pnei Yehoshua says, what do you mean? Qualitatively, you just did a different Maisa, right? Your Maisa was not the Maisa of Isser on a qualitative level. So then, that's different than Misasek. Misasek, B'chalim Barayos, you got the Hana, the regular way. You got the Hana the regular way, right? It's just you were Misasek. It was Derech Schok. Okay, but at the end of the day, you got the Hana. I don't know why you're, I don't know, whatever. I'm not sure about who. Weird joke. You know, I mean, in college, people do weird things, like weird jokes abound in college. Maybe people are like juggling chalev or something. Who knows? And that's a great example of, if it's like an extension of misasik, then chalom barayo says the Ran is actually michayev. The Ram says, no, it's not an extension of misasik, right? Darshan miskaven is zoned in, and therefore, qualitatively, we view as not having done the maisa isra at all. Okay, shkrech.